Hey, Damon. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to call WTOP.
Thank you so much.
So, obviously, listeners, you guys know him from FUBU and, of course, TV's Shark Tank. But what you're talking, his new book, Power Shift. Now, you know, you've written a couple books before, Power of Broke and Rise and Grind. What makes this one different?
Right. So the first book was You Don't Need Money to Make Money. The second book was How Do You Maximize 24 Hours in a Day? And the third book is the most basic thing that we do every single day is we negotiate, whether we're trying to get into the bathroom before our husband or wife, or we're trying to get a raise, or we're trying to get funding. And I realized a lot of people didn't understand the power of negotiating, and that's the only thing that separates the ones who are successful, the ones who are not, is what you negotiated through life. And negotiation is just not when you just stand up there on the Shark Tank platform. Negotiation has three parts to it: building influence, then negotiating, and what's in the best interest of the person you're negotiating with, and then also how do you value that relationship and make many more deals after that. And I studied a lot of subjects in there. I just didn't put my history in there. I wanted to ask Kris Jenner why she was successful, and Lindsey Vonn, and Billie Jean King, and Pitbull, and Mark Cuban, and Bethany Frankel. And I got all their secrets of trade and tricks of the trade, and I put it in there. But I also have people in there who are amazing who we can learn from today. A young woman named Crystal who worked for a university who went on maternity leave to have a baby. She comes back from maternity leave. She said, I had a premature baby, and I've studied how to work virtually for you. Can I work 20 hours at home and 20 hours here at the university? They said, we love you, but unfortunately, that's not the policy. She realized that the number one job in the country for females are to be executive assistants. Now, not that females are not CEOs as well, but she then connected with a virtual assistant company named Belay, and now she works 20 hours for me. She lives in Ohio. I live in New York. She also works 10 hours for somebody else and another 5 hours for another CEO. She doesn't have to sit in traffic. She doesn't have to ever go to work. She doesn't have to wear a mask. She stays home with her baby to raise her child. She makes more money than she ever made in her entire life, and she works only for the people she likes, and she sets her own hours. And that is a power shift, and that is why this book is important for people today, because we're all stuck at home. How can we use that time that we're at home to create a new business, stop having to worry about other people, and be in charge of our own destiny?
It's so fascinating that you say, create a power shift where you're citing examples of where you can do it from home, because remind our listeners, you founded FUBU out of house in Queens. Remind us of how that story started.
Yes, I saw a need in the market. I felt that people weren't, valuing, the hip-hop market. I was working at Red Lobster. I was making, decent money at that time as a kid. I thought I was making decent money. But I decided to start a business from home, and I didn't have the internet. I didn't have Instagram and all these things to reach people. I just ran out on the corner, started selling these hats, and out of that came what I would end up doing a global business of $6 billion over the course of 20 years in sales. And it was these examples of how I shifted power and the things that I did at that stage of my life where everybody can do now. But it's even easier because you can pick up your iPhone or your whatever, Samsung, and hit everybody in the world. And if people think, listen, well, now it's a hard time when, should I launch a company now? Of course you should launch a company now. In 2008, the last recession or depression, you want to call it, what got launched at that time? Uber, Airbnb, Slack, Pinterest, WhatsApp, Square, and Venmo. So there's no excuse. People can do it today.
I love that. That's the inspirational stuff that I share with you. There's so much doom and gloom right now. I like that you're giving us some stuff. Hey, Shark Tank is what? I guess it's 11 seasons now. What did you think the first time that Mark Burnett called you and pitched that thing? Did you think it would last long, or what went through your mind when he first pitched it to you?
I was like, this thing is stupid. It's never going to work. Who wants to see five business people? I mean, you would only know Mark Cuban, but I was like, who wants to see five other business people that nobody knows talk about the stuff we do every single day? But exactly, you leave it up to a visionary like Mark Burnett, and you leave it up to Americans who realize that they want smart TV as well as funny stuff. And we were going to be canceled the first 3 years, but it was because of our amazing fans that wrote in that said, we want smart TV, and now I know how to negotiate. And that's why Shark Tank's on the air. Actually, our fan base is one of the most rabid fan bases in TV history. They're so crazy that they got the ABC because they were writing in and them telling ABC what they wanted, they got ABC to move Shark Tank from Sunday night back to Friday night at 8 p.m. So we are back on Friday night, 8 p.m. I'll see everybody tonight purely because our fans are just crazy and we love them.
I love it. Now, if you will, really quick, I want to know all about all, you know, your fellow judges, hosts, but I know we don't have much time. So why don't we, I'm going to say, and I'll run through them rapid fire. Give me one word that describes them. So when I say Mark Cuban.
Cowboy.
Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary.
Greedy.
Barbara, is it Corcoran?
Yep. Nuts.
Robert.
Goofy.
And Lori.
Uptight.
And actually, Damon. Do yourself.
Cool. Very cool.
All right. Awesome. Real quick, I know we got any particular success stories that came out of that show, you know, the people that came on that you invested in that you're particularly proud of?
I'm so proud of them, and you couldn't have said it any better. I'm so proud of them. I put them in my book, Power Shift. It is a company called Bombas Socks. They are the number one brand ever invested in Shark Tank history, and it is my investment, but not only because I think they're inspirational for everybody listening, and why? Because they're the number one brand in Shark Tank history, and it's socks. It's not anything complicated. It's socks, number one. Number two is every sock they sell, they give a pair away to the homeless, and so they're doing a lot of good work out there. And number three, they created a really great business. They're employing a lot of people, and a lot of people can learn from them. So that is the number one, and I want everybody to learn from them and create their own version of Bombas Socks in whatever category they want it to be in.
Awesome. Everybody, again, it's called Power Shift, new book by Damon John of Shark Tank. So thank you, sir. Thanks. We appreciate it.
All the best. Thank you.